All right. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
I was talking about it earlier, but it's cold right now.
It's chilly, yeah.
-1 in Prince Albert at the moment.
I don't like that M word.
I don't like it either. Yeah, there is looking like there's going to be some frost overnight in some places around the province. So just
I still have corn that needs to grow.
Cover up the tomatoes. I'm feeling for our farmer friends right now.
Yeah.
You don't have a sheet big enough for the whole wheat field out there. But anyway, let's go over our Country Music Insider this morning, Sarah.
Jason Aldean was recently doing an interview where he talked about how he still has PTSD from the Las Vegas shooting back in 2017. Mm-hmm. Yeah. During the interview, he said he never actually went to therapy.
We played a show and there was a parking garage, you know, where there's like open things, those kind of things. When you
and
see
you're
that.
On alert now.
Yeah. We were in Canada just a couple days ago playing a show up there, and we're in kind of downtown in the city, walking to our hotel at night, probably midnight, and a car backfires.
Oh, God.
You know, it sounds like a shotgun went off. And I mean,
you're right
all
back.
All my crew's with me that, you know, we're all in that too. And, you know, so, I mean, you still have those moments.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they'll always be there.
Have you ever gone to therapy for it, or are you too Southern?
probably, I guess, too Southern.
No!
I never will.
I can imagine going through an event like that.
Yeah.
And, having PTSD about it. Goodness.
Hopefully he can get some help and work through it. Zach Topp says that he's been trying to go more incognito at times when he goes out into public, and that it hasn't been working. He talked about recently about going into a Bass Pro Shop and people taking pictures of him when he was dressed really bad.
I've tried to be more incognito and just put a ball cap on and the other day I was in Bass Pro Shop. I was in full relaxation, day off of the road mode, and I was wearing a pair of cutoff jeans that were way too short, white socks that were up to my calf, and camouflage Crocs, wandering through there in my ball cap and sunglasses, thinking I was gonna breeze through there with nothing. Sure enough, there's a bunch of people that come up and ask to take a picture, and it's like, great, well, this is how I want to be remembered by people in my white socks and my camo Crocs.
Well, that's a look right there.
Oh, man, a new fashion.
First of all, if you want to stay incognito, don't be Zach Topp going to a Bass Pro Shop.
True, yeah.
Everybody is going to recognize you there. If he's like in the middle of a mall.
Right, but you're also going to catch eyes with knee-high tube socks and camo Crocs.
You're asking for it there.
Right. Speaking of fashion, Post Malone just launched his own Western-inspired fashion label called Austin Post Apparel.
Cool.
He actually held a show in Paris on Monday, and one of the models rode a horse down the runway.
Good enough.
So posty, yeah. And Lainey Wilson is going to be highlighted in more than 30 corn mazes across the country this fall. This is where they're actually going to, like, draw her into the cornfield.
Yeah.
It's by a company called The Maze. They recently did Reba McEntire and Luke Bryan mazes as well.
All right. I wonder if she's personally endorsing all of those.
I would hope so.
Just making corn mazes of famous people. That's how we're copyright infringing now in these days. There you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.